जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारिणि जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारिणि यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जमुन तेरा अनचारी जमुन तेरा अनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जमुन तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जमुन तीरा वनचारी jaya radha madhava kunja bihari jaya radha madhava kunja bihari नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 9 यस्मानः संपतो राज्यम् दारा प्राणा कुलं प्रजाः आसन् सपत्न विजयो लोकाश्च यदनुग्रहान् यस्मानः संपतो राज्यम् दारा प्राणा कुलं प्रजाः आसन् सपत्न विजयो लोकाश्च यदनुग्रहात् यस्मानः संपतो राज्यम् दाराः प्राणाः कुलं प्रजाः आसन् सपत्न विजयो लोकाश्च यदनुग्रहात्
More toward meaning, yasmat, from whom, naha, our, sampadaha, opulence, rajyam, kingdom, daraha, good wives, pranaha, existence of life, kulam, dynasty, prajaha, subjects, asan, have become possible, sapatna, competitors, vijayaha, conquering, lokaha, future accommodation in higher planets, cha, and yat, by whose, anugrahat, by the mercy of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, From him only, all our kingly opulence, good wives, lives, progeny, control over our subjects, victory over our enemies, and future accommodation in higher planets have become possible. All this is due to his causeless mercy upon us. Purport. Material prosperity consists of good wife, good home, sufficient land, good children, aristocratic family relations, victory over competitors, and by pious work. Attainment of accommodations in the higher planetary, higher celestial planets for better facilities of material amenities. These facilities are earned not only by one's hard manual labor by unfair means, but by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Prosperity earned by one's personal endeavor also depends on the mercy of the Lord. Personal labor must be there in addition to the Lord's benediction. But without the Lord's benediction, no one is successful simply by personal labor. The modernized man of Kali Yuga believes in personal endeavor and denies the benediction of the Supreme Lord. Even the great sannyasi of India delivers speeches in Chicago protesting the benedictions of the Supreme Lord. But as far as the Vedic Shastras are concerned, as you find in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, the ultimate sanction for all success rests in the hands of the Supreme Lord. Maharaj Yudhishthir admits this truth in his personal success, and it behooves one to follow in the footsteps of a great king and devotee of the Lord to make life a full success. If one could achieve success without the sanction of the Lord, then no medical practitioner would fail to cure a patient. Despite the most advanced treatment of a suffering patient by the most up-to-date medical practitioner, there is death. And even in the most hopeless case, without medical treatment, a patient is cured astonishingly. Therefore, the conclusion is that God's sanction is the immediate cause for all happening, good or bad. Any successful man should feel grateful to the Lord for all he has achieved. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Mitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। यस्मान्न संपतो राज्यम दाराः प्राणा कुलं प्रजाः आसन सपत्न विजयो लोकाश्चयदनुग्रहात्। फ्रॉम हिम ओनली ऑल अवर किंगली ऑपुलेंट्स गुड वाइव्स लाइव्स प्रोजेनी कंट्रोल ओवर अवर सब्जेक्ट्स विक्ट्री ओवर अवर एनिमीज एंड फ्यूचर अकोमोडेशंस इन हायर प्लैनेट्स हैव बिकम पॉसिबल। All this is due to his causeless mercy upon us. Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings and permission of the assembled Vaishnavas to speak something on this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this month of Kartik is a month of gratitude. We recently celebrated Govardhan Puja. Yesterday was Govardhan Puja. So the whole pastimes, the underlying principle of the Govardhan Leela is that of a gratitude. Damodarashtakam we sing every day. So all the prayers is also of gratitude. कृपा दृष्टि वृष्ट्याति दीनं पतानो गृहानेश माम अज्ञं एदक्षी दृश्य। सो श्रील प्रभुपाद इन हिज कमेंट्स ऑन दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स ही इज टॉकिंग अबाउट द ग्रैटिट्यूड। सो युधिष्ठिर महाराज इवन दो नाउ ही इज सिचुएटेड एज द किंग ऑफ द होल प्लैनेट एंड ही ओन द बैटल एंड देयर इज नो एनिमीज लेफ्ट। So after having situated in his unrivaled position as a king of a whole planet, now he is offering his gratitude to Krishna and is remembering all the benediction he received from Krishna. So that is Yudhishthira, means Yudhisthira, one who is firmly situated in the fight. Yudhishthira. But at the same time, the biggest fight in our life is that remembering all the help, all the benediction we receive from others and not forgetting that. So fighting with our own forgetfulness, ingratitude, that is the greatest fight. In Ramayana, in the episode of Sugriva, and Sugriva forgets to help Ram, then Ram speaks this particular verse that the greatest sin a person can commit, the Mother Earth can hold anybody, but cannot hold a person who is untruthful, a person who is ungrateful. So the greatest sin in this world is becoming ungrateful. So here Yudhishthir Maharaj is offering his gratitude. Yaspanah sampate rajyam daraha pranaha kulam prajaha. So he is listing one after one. Everything is possible. Everything is we achieved because of the causeless mercy. It is one thing to say because of the mercy. Another thing is to say because of the causeless mercy. So mercy means sometime we may receive mercy, we may offer at the right time, you must have given some small help. But later, remembering this small help, let's say a millionaire is drowning in the water, somebody helps him. And for that small help, but it's a timely help, but for that he may offer a big gift, big house or something. So he could have just done a little bit, but he is given more than what he deserves, what he needs actually. So that is also mercy. But here, causeless mercy means that not even a small help has been done. For no reason, for no other receiving something, you know, for no other reason, mercy is bestowed upon. So that is called causeless mercy. Ahetuka kripa. So the whole process of devotional service is based on this principle. That ahetuka kripa, or things which are happening without our own endeavor. In this purpose, Srila Prabhupada is talking about both things has to be there. One's endeavor and Supreme Lord's grace. This is the basic principle of our Vaishnava Siddhanta, that Karmavad and Devavad we speak about, you know. Those who are some other sentimental religions, they only talk about mercy, mercy. Everything is happening by grace. And they don't talk about their own endeavor. And some other dry philosopher, they talk about, you know, we should work, we should do our part. Such as Buddhism and, you know, other people, that we have to work, we have to endeavor, we have to, so much fasting, they can't imagine, you know. I heard one of our devotees from that community background, he said that they are not competition, that who can fast for 10 days without water, 20 days, 30 days. And, you know, after fasting, and then who can give the first juice to the person, you know. If he's a big donor, he can give the first water to that person who's broken the fast. You know? So it's kind of a competition of hurting one's body so much. And my endeavor, my endeavor, my endeavor, I am doing, I am doing, I am achieving. So that is of Karmavad. But the proper balance is, Srila Prabhupada is talking about here, is that the mercy of the Lord and one's endeavor. So this is the big difficulty, that if there is endeavor part is there, we'll forget the mercy aspect. I am acting, I am doing things. And if you are concentrating on the mercy part, then it tends to become lazy. So that's why Vaishnava principles application is somewhat more difficult. You know, the scientists and others, those who are people working outside, they are working very hard because they are depending on their endeavor. So it's kind of a, one sense, easy for them. We are doing everything, so they go for that. And for those who are sentimental religion, is that, you know, everything Lord will take care. So they can easily be lazy and just keep things. But the principles of Vaishnavism is tricky, that we have to do our part, at the same time depend on this is Krishna's mercy. So that is a very tricky part. In Govardhan Leela, how much the Brajavasis endeavored, you know, we heard from His Grace Gaurang Prabhu, beautiful, almost 2.5 hours, more than that, narrations, you know. So much activities are going on, you know, morning till evening, so much activities are going on. But at the same time, I am not the doer. Naham karta, Hari karta. Hari is the doer, you know. So that is, that takes a lot of intelligence, lot of mercy to understand that things are happening by mercy. So, I was just thinking that if you just think about, if you just try to understand about the mercy aspect, how things is working, how the process of devotional service, bhakti, is working on the basis of causeless mercy, it's quite amusing actually. You know, because so many rasika devotees in this month of Kartik have spoken a lot about Krishna's pastimes, amazing pastimes and leelas. I don't have ability neither qualification to speak so much on that, but I thought I'll speak something amazing thing about the process of bhakti which we have received. You know, today is also Vasudev Ghosh's disappearance day. He has written a beautiful song, Yadi Gaurna Hoite. If Mahaprabhu would have not been descended here, what would happen to us? You know? So, what is the mercy he's talking about? What is the grace? Okay, Krishna Prem, Anarpida Charim Chirad, Karunaya Vatirana Kalau. Anarpita charimchirat. Anarpita is offered. Anarpita not offered. For how long? Charim chirat, for long time it's been not have been offered. Karunaya avatirana kalo, and that which is have not been offered for long time, he is offering in the age of Kali. Samarpayitum, that he wanted to offer is. What is not been offered, he wanted to offer there. What is that? Unnada ujjala. Sva bhakti. Sva rasashriyam. So he is offering something which is very, very rare, which is so effulgent, so great, that is devotional service unto him. So that Krishna prem we understand, we hear. So before achieving even the highest goal, what the process Mahaprabhu is giving us, you know. The process is devotional service. Sarvopadi vidyanmuktam tatparatvena nirbalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate. So, two things are given here. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam, that being devoid of all our other false designation and engaging our senses in the service of Krishna. That's called as bhakti. Now, everything, even the material world also, there is a goal is there and there is a means to achieve is there. And there is a first of all, one should know what is a goal. This is our common things are there. Similarly, in bhakti also, there is goal, Krishna prema. Then the process is there, bhakti. And before that, one should know what is a goal. So that is called sambandha, my relation with Krishna. In the material sphere, all our goals and achievements are can happen by our physical senses. Just like, for example, a person wants to get the goal of tasting the laddu or, you know, some sweet. So first of all, you should know what is the taste of the sweet. This is the sweet and which is taste very sweet. So he has to get the understanding. Then after getting the understanding, this is not sufficient. He should also has to endeavor for that. By hearing the word laddu doesn't mean that he can taste the laddu. So first he should know what is laddu. And then he should know the corresponding object denoted by the word laddu. No, yellowish, round, ball-like thing. And then after understanding the laddu denotes this particular yellowish, beautiful object, then you should know this is actually sweet in taste. And after knowing sweet in taste, then he has to work to get that. You know, either in the kitchen, go and cook yourself, working hard, or go to the shop. I don't have to cook very much. I can easily take from the shop. But we have to work hard to get the money for that and then take it. And after doing all this hard work, after getting that, if he tastes that, from distance he sees the form, but that is not sufficient. Very beautiful looking in the, you know, in the shop behind the transparent glass. But then he has to go nearby. He smells in the bakery, in the shop, fragrance. And still it is not sufficient. He has to take that and put it in his mouth. Then when he tastes that, he achieves his goal. So now the irony is that after doing all this process of endeavoring to taste it, how much he can eat? 5, 6, 10, 12, 50, 20, 30, 100. We are hearing Govardhan past time yesterday. And here Govardhan was eating all thousands and mountains of prasadam. But here with all this excitement about all this long process, as soon as he eats a laddu after 5, 10, 20, 100, 100 laddus or whatever, maximum possible, then he becomes saturated. So all the excitement, thrill, everything is there in the process only, but once a person eats, he becomes completely saturated. Then he doesn't want to see that item at all. So this is the material scenario. Anything we take like that. Similarly, when we talk about spiritual process, the main process of bhakti is Krishna's holy name. Krishna's holy name. So when we also speak about chanting Hare Krishna, so what about that? So we chant Krishna, the word Krishna. we chant Hare Rama. And there also, like Laddu is, the word Laddu denotes this particular round object. What is the word Krishna refers to? The word Krishna refers to son of Nanda Maharaj. The word Krishna refers to the darling of Vrindavan. So now here also we have to first get the sound, then we have to understand what the sound denotes, and then after that is not sufficient, you have to get that object. So you should know what is the process to get the object. So because hearing Laddu is not sufficient, you should know what Laddu denotes. Then also you should know where it is available, you know. The kids wants to know where the mother is, you know, hidden the Laddu box, so they'll go and steal it. So you have to know the process. So such a long thing is there. So here similarly also we have to find out, we are chanting Hare Krishna. So what are the process? What is the meaning of the word Krishna? What is the object it denotes? That understanding should be there. Then after that, how to get that object in my hand? After that, how to get that taste, the qualities present in that object, such as the Laddu means sweetness, fragrance, all these things. So what is the process here? But here is something unique, is that unlike the material thing, material objects, you know, it has a, there is a compartment between first stage to the last stage. First is the shabd, the word comes, then the meaning comes. So there is a separateness from there. Because the Laddu sound is there, in your book also is written, but the object is somewhere else. So there is a difference between sound and what it represents, the object, what it represents. So it is a long process. By hearing is not sufficient. But in the spiritual field is concerned, the name Krishna and the object denoted by Krishna are non-different. You know, some good news, something interesting, amusement. This is one amusement. That Krishna and the object refers by the word Krishna are non-different. So, okay, by chanting Krishna, I am getting Krishna. Then on top of that, that's why we always, Srila Prabhupada tells, okay, go in Harinam Sankirtan and chant Krishna's name, distribute Krishna's names. How many millions of times you chant Laddu, Laddu, Laddu in outside food, you know, kichdi? Can our footfall life program can be completed by chanting outside Laddu, kichdi? Unless you give that what the word represents, the kichdi, you know, in the plate, your chanting kichdi is not going to be effective. So here we give, Prabhupada says, and all the Acharya says, that go out, Mahaprabhu says, go out and give Krishna's name to us, name to the people, you know, chant Krishna's name, you know. Mahaprabhu himself did that. On what basis we are doing that? On what basis we are doing Harinam Sankirtan every day? The basis of that understanding is that when we give out the name Krishna, actually we are not only giving name Krishna, we are giving what the name denoted by the word Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj. And not only that, we are also giving all the qualities present in Supreme Lord Shri Krishna's personality, his form, his qualities, his leelas and so on. Everything is intrinsically present in this one word, Krishna. So that is an amazing thing, unlike these material objects. So that's why when the great devotees are saying that when I chant Krishna's name, I feel like I need millions of tongue, you know. Can you say that when I speak Laddu, Laddu, I want millions of tongues, you know? We want actually the product in our hand, not just the word Laddu suffices that. But here, Rupa Goswami says, Acharya says that millions of tongue I want for chanting Krishna's name. I want millions of ears to hear Krishna's names. So Prabhupada says that when we chant Krishna, actually Krishna is dancing on our tongue, you know. Sometimes devotees meditate, my tongue is like a snake, like Kaliya snake. And, you know, all the poisons are there in my heart. So when I chant Hare Krishna, I just meditate that Krishna is actually dancing on my tongue, Kaliya like tongue. And by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the poison from your heart will come out and Krishna will subdue all my anarthas. You know. So, the devotees pray that I want millions of tongues. So how they are able to taste Krishna just by chanting Krishna's name? So that is something amusing. In fact, our senses have actually have some difficulties. You know, if you know by tongue, the devotees are tasting Krishna's name. So because Krishna's name and Krishna are not different. Something like if you say laddu, how can you taste laddu by speaking? Because they are different. The laddu is different, the word is different. But Krishna and his name are not different. That's why when the devotee chant Krishna's name, actually they taste. Is it possible to taste the sound? You know? Sound, so the taste is not there in the sound. But the taste is there in the object. The earth element has a taste. The sound, air, this doesn't have taste. So the earth element only have taste, but here how they can taste a sound? How the acharya said, then I want to taste Krishna's name. Something, can we taste laddu, the word? So that is amusing that we can actually taste Krishna's name, because within the name actually Krishna is Krishna, and Krishna's name is not different. So that is something amusing. On top of that, this is from the viewpoint of Krishna, Krishna's name, which we want to approach and experience. But how we experience through our these senses, tongue and other so on. And from their point of view, our point of view, we have some difficulties. What is the difficulty is that our senses have a particular kind of arrangement that it is not fully functions the way we want. Just like, for example, some of our senses, like nose, it can only experience a smell, fragrance. But it can't experience from where the fragrance is coming from. Like if you say some, you know, sweet rice has been cooked. So nose can only understand, oh, there is a very fragrant sweet rice is being cooked. You know, Purushottam Prabhu makes so fragrant, special fragrant sweet rice. So the fragrance can be experienced by the nose, but you can't experience the rice or taste with the nose. The eye has little extra. The eye can experience the color, and also it can experience the on which the color is present. This clip also I can see, not only color. So it has some extra. The touch also, you can touch ice, and then you can feel the coolness. Also you can feel the ice where the coolness is present. So some have little extra benefits, facilities. But the nose is having only one, and also our ears. Ear can only hear the sound. It can't experience the mridanga, but it can experience sound of the mridanga. So some senses have little more facilities are given, some are less. Nevertheless, this is very, very limited with these material facilities. So one side, there is a amusement, amazing thing from a spiritual point of view. Krishna's name, pastime, qualities, form, everything is intrinsic. It is present in one place. You don't have to go around like, you know, endeavoring so much. At the same time, the reception, the receiving faculties are very dull and limited. So that's why there is a big gap between these two things, spiritual and material. So how we are going to connect with that? So for that reason, the main principle is that, the connecting principle is that the mercy, Krishna's grace. So Krishna's grace is that principle by which that even these dull senses can connect to Krishna's holy name, can hear Krishna's name. And Srila Prabhupada, many times he says, then why we are chanting Hare Krishna now? We are chanting Hare Krishna so that we can chant Hare Krishna. Why we are hearing Hare Krishna? We are hearing Hare Krishna and Rama so that we can hear Hare Krishna and Rama. What is this? So we are hearing Krishna so that we can hear Krishna. I mean, there is a difference between two hearing. What is that? We are hearing Krishna now by the grace of Krishna. The name Krishna is able to connect with our ears. You know, just like Now there is a train is moving in Grand Road station. We are not able to hear the sound because the sound is not contacting our ears. There is a cooking going on in the kitchen, but we don't know what is going because the nose is distant from the smell of the item which is being cooked down. So there is a gap. Similarly, the ears and the sound is not contacting each. There is a gap. Similarly, the word Krishna and our ear, they are of different nature, so they cannot come together actually. It's not possible. We can't hear Krishna's name. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtanam. This Krishna's name is of different variety coming from Goloka. And this ear is a dull matter in this place. So both are different items altogether, like oil and water. So they cannot come together. But still, because unlike the material sound, unlike the material fragrance, the material fragrance or a sound, they are dull matter. They can't decide, they can't think, they are insentient things. So unless they come in touch with our ear, they cannot reveal themselves. You know? The book, for example, some newspaper is there. The letters cannot reveal themselves. The letter cannot reveal themselves unless they are in touch with your eyes. They come in contact with your eyes. They don't have any emotions or sentiment. Okay, he's not able to, his number is very less. Let me increase my font. The letter doesn't think like that. It's a material object. Material sound cannot do anything. But word Hare Krishna and Rama, they are not insentient material dull matter. It is spiritual and it is it has emotions, it has sentiments, it has, on top of that, it has a grace. Why? The name Krishna, unlike the word Laddu, is different. Why? The name Krishna is spiritual and the name Krishna and Krishna, the personality, are non-different. So what the name Krishna can do is that it can actually, to the potency of grace, it can push itself into the incapable ears also. So that can happen only due to the Kripa Shakti or a mercy potency. So when Krishna's name can actually enter into our ears. So how do you know there is mercy? You know, everybody can hear Krishna. Any child can present Krishna, they are hearing. So how do you know the mercy is there? We can understand the mercy when we see the difference between two people hearing Krishna. For example, a form. Hiranyakashipu also saw Narsingadev's form. But was he able to see Narsingadev's form? He has also many times heard of Krishna's name. Kamsa was hearing Krishna's name very often. So there also the sound is entering into his ears. But there is a long gap. Why? The mercy aspect is not there. The mercy aspect is there, but he's not able to receive that mercy aspect. So that's why Krishna's name entering into our ears itself is actually a grace. We may take it for granted. I am every day chanting Krishna. What is the problem? Every day morning sitting and chanting. Actually, this ear is not meant to receive this transcendental sound. It's not actually meant for that. How it is happening, it's a miracle. Just like when you go to a doctor, you know, some cataract problem, you are not able to see, or some ear problem. I mean, a doctor, you know, gives a vision. Oh, you are my God. People are so grateful. You saved my vision, you know. You gave, you know, eye donation, ear donation, so many donations people give and they're glorified. But actually, in spite of having eyes, that we are, this eyes are useless because it's not, they cannot see Krishna's form, spiritual ear cannot hear Krishna's name. But if you are able to hear Krishna's name, means we have to be really amused that actually it is grace. Otherwise, it's impossible. It's like, you know, this range, sound range, 20 hertz, 20,000 hertz. Below that, you can't hear. Here is the capacity. If you hear, it is amusing, isn't it? Similarly, we are able to hear Krishna's name. It's a great amusement, actually. Amazing it is. We can't imagine. If you really realize that, we'll be jumping in ecstasy that I could hear Krishna's name. So that is due to the grace of Krishna. That's mercy of Krishna. That's why Acharyas pray that this is grace. By the grace of Krishna, it is a golekara premadhana. Premadhana, it is a treasure. It is a given as a charity. Harinama Sankirtana. So that is a amazing part. And then, when Krishna's name descends, actually, within the name, Krishna's personality is also appearing, you know. So you don't have to work very hard, you know. Laddu, you have to work hard to make in the kitchen and bring that particular yellowish round object. So hard work you have to do. But here, just by chanting Krishna's name, His form is actually manifested, you know. Actually manifest, it can manifest, such an amusing thing. So, but you may say that, oh, I'm not able to experience Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's taste. Why we are not able to experience Krishna's taste? Srila Prabhupada says that that sometimes people are thinking that I want to see Krishna's form, I want to taste Krishna. But actually speaking, chanting Krishna's name and hearing Krishna's name is as good as tasting or seeing Krishna's form. Like Prabhupada says in one lecture that that one shouldn't be restless that I'm not able to see Krishna's form. That's why one should be satisfied by hearing Krishna's name. And that hearing and seeing are non-different, Prabhupada says. And to support this, in our process, in the morning we are chanting it from 5, around 5:45 for 1.5 hours. There is no recommendation that we have to see a picture or visualize Krishna's form. Just chant Krishna's name. So the morning darshan we are taking and then we are sitting for chanting. So that chanting time, I am hearing Krishna's word, Krishna's sound. Let me also, my eyes are just sitting idly. So why don't you look at some Krishna's form picture? Or why don't you keep some, make a second altar and we can chant while looking at Krishna's form. There is not so much importance given. Why? Because our acharyas are confident and they have full confidence in the Shastric understanding that the name Krishna can actually is non-different from Krishna's form. It can give taste. It can actually reveal the taste present in Krishna. When the Vrajavasis wait for Krishna, when the wind comes from the body of Krishna and blows, and it enters into the nostril from the Krishna's, you know, the wind touches Krishna's body and comes, it brings a fragrance of Krishna. And they go in madness and ecstasy. Just the smell of Krishna itself is makes them mad, you know. So the fragrance of Krishna's body is enchants them. But the devotees can experience the fragrance of Krishna just by chanting Krishna's name. How is it possible unless within the name the fragrance is present? How the fragrance is present unless Krishna's form is there? The fragrance comes from where? From the earth element fragrance comes. Punyo gandha prativyamcha. The fragrance is a specific element present in the earth. The earth element, the quality of fragrance, there is a specific thing present there. In the water, there is no fragrance. In the fire, there is no fragrance. In the ether, there is no fragrance, of course. But only in the earth, fragrance is there. So, unless from the sound, you can't get the fragrance. A very fragrant sound it is coming. You never heard anything like that. But how is it possible by chanting Krishna's name, the devotees can experience Krishna's fragrance, Krishna's form, Krishna's, you know, other qualities? The very fact is that within that Krishna's name presents the personality of Krishna. And in the personality of Krishna, the fragrance is there. His taste is also there. The cows comes and in the Vrindavan, they taste Krishna's body, you know, they lick Krishna's body. And the gopis are in, envious of the flute, you know. In the Gopi Gita, they appreciate, they glorify the flute that you are having a great time in enjoying Krishna's, you know, lips. You know, you are tasting Krishna's lips. So the gopis are, the devotees are enchanted by the taste of Krishna. But here, by chanting Krishna's name, one can actually taste Krishna. The devotees are, I want millions and millions of tongue while chanting Hare Krishna. So that is something amusing that, you know, we can actually experience Krishna by merely simply by chanting Krishna's name. So that is all, that is amusing thing. So Prabhupada says that, so devotee shouldn't be so much worried and so much of restless that I want to taste, I want to smell Krishna, I want to taste Krishna, I want to see Krishna. Just by chanting Krishna's name, that all these things can be achieved just by, from the name itself. So that is something amusing. And all these things happening one by one by the simple principle called grace. Due to the grace only, one can actually achieve all these stages that we are able to hear Krishna's name from our ears. That's not possible actually. It's not just possible. Even if a person hears Krishna's name, he considers this is like any other sound. Just like I was, we are going to Delhi and from there we are going to Badrinath Yatra. So the train passes through Mathura Junction, you know. So, you know, and many people are there, you know, that if you go in the train at evening 4 o'clock morning, 7:30 or so, it passes through Mathura. So, devotees are excited. Hey, we are going to Delhi. Mathura is going now. So at least get out from the station just pay obeisances to Mathura. And I saw some other people are there just sitting there, you know, sleeping and, you know, Delhi come by, tell Delhi when the Delhi will come, you know. So they are not bothered about Delhi. But still, they are also passing through Mathura. So still, there is a benefit they get. But devotees who are willing to receive that, they get more mercy, you know. So the station, passing through the station also gives a mercy, but the reception is different according to the different mindset. So once I asked, in Mayapur we are walking, that time it was some festival, after the Narsingh festival or something, we are walking in the field. So his great journey was Prabhu, there he is walking and I was walking with him. I don't remember if there was Prabhu Pangajangri Prabhu, either one of them. They're walking. So then I asked him a question. Prabhuji, the moon is shining on top of the sky. There was a moonlight was shining. So I asked him, Prabhuji, is it the Ganga is spiritual? The field is spiritual. Is it the moon in the top of the sky? Is it also spiritual? So he said, of course, this is spiritual sky, he said. So then using my dry, you know, logic, I asked him, Prabhuji, if the moon is spiritual, I have a question for you. What is your question? Said, in Calcutta, moon is there. And in Mayapur also, moon is there. Both are same or different. So Calcutta moon is material. This moon is spiritual. But then I said, okay, let me try to do something more. Prabhuji, but there is some eclipse takes place. Let's see. When the eclipse takes place, we had recently lunar eclipse, solar eclipse is going, another eclipse is going to come soon. So, when the eclipse takes place, Calcutta moon is also same eclipse takes place and here also eclipse takes place. How can you say they are different? So, I think moon may not be spiritual. So, I thought caught. And he gave a simple answer, which is, defeats all our dry logic. He says, yes, the Calcutta moon is material and the Mayapur moon is spiritual. But the eclipse taking place in both places, the reason is that the Mayapur moon, just to cover the intelligence of people who are not spiritually advanced like you, also follows the same pattern of the material moon. So it also follows the same pattern as, the Proudhamaya, the thin layer covers, Actually, this is a different moon, So, everything in the spiritual energy, Krishna's name, form, qualities is Dham. Avatar means not just Krishna descends, We heard Govardhan Leela. Krishna's place also takes avatar, Only talk about Dashavatar, but Govardhan avatar, Vrindavan avatar, The associates of devotees avatars, all descending down. So they are all not material things, they are spiritual and all are having a similar, they are in similar same category, Spiritual category. That's why when you do deity worship, there is a Manasa Puja is there. What do you do in the Manasa Puja? Devo Devo na Bhajayet. Devo Devo Bhajayet. That only a Deva can worship another Deva. Only a spirit can worship spirit. So when you enter into the altar, we have to do this Bhuta Shuddhi that, we Sarvopadi Vinir Bhuktam actually takes place there, I am not this body. I wander around all the, different planetary system of material existence. By the good fortune of my spiritual master, I have got opportunity to worship Krishna. I am neither Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I am spirit soul. So we have to, re-emphasize our identity as I am a spirit soul. I am actually nothing to do with this material world. I am entering to the altar as an associate of Krishna, as a, one of the being present in the spiritual world. You know, with that only, so in that sense, those who are entering into the altar are not part of the material world. At least we should, that's the whole thing, understanding what the Manasa Puja actually. So I am no more part of this material world, I am not this body. So then we are entering into the, then only we can actually touch Krishna's form. We can actually touch Krishna's name, form, qualities. Otherwise, this cannot, there's no chance of we are able to connect with Krishna. So that means that when we enter into that particular phase, that except our external body, the spirit soul is actually, we are in the spiritual platform. We're supposed to be in the spiritual platform. So, but even though we are doing that, our consciousness, one time, and he said, one pujari, senior pujari said, in the altar, everything is spiritual. Krishna is spiritual, his flute is spiritual, the altar is spiritual, the conchal is spiritual, the paraphernalia is spiritual. Only one thing is material there. So what is that? Is that everything is spiritual except one thing. That is the consciousness of a person who is worshipping. I mean, if you are not fully advanced. So the consciousness is material, but the whole thing, what makes us is that we take our consciousness so seriously than everything else. You know, I am doing the worship, I am doing the shringar, I am doing everything. I am that particular, like Brajavari who beautifully spoke the other day, that we always talk about ourselves. We are in our own space, but actually we have to enter into Krishna's space, he said beautifully. So that consciousness, we take it so seriously. But then if you actually understand that, if you understand the principles of this grace, if you understand that it is due to the grace that we are actually receiving all these things. We are not qualified for that. Our senses are not at all qualified, meant for this. That's due to the grace, simply due to the grace. So when we understand the grace, then what happens? Then I can actually receive it. So Mahaprabhu, Anarpita Charam Chirat. What is Anarpita Charam Chirat? That he is offering this. What he is offering? That which he cannot tap, that which he cannot touch, that we cannot get access to it. He is offering that. What we have to do it? He is offering something so great. But it's something like somebody offered, you are so hungry, somebody offered a big bottle of honey. And bottle is nicely sealed tight. And you are so hungry, you don't have any strength even to get up. And the bottle is given to you. You are looking at the bottle, honey, but you are not able to open it up, you know. What you can do with that, you know. It's like more miserable you are, isn't it? Similarly, this Krishna prem, this love for Krishna is like a honey. But it is like a tightly, if it is given in a way that it is tightly closed in a heavy bottle, it's locked. Now, how we'll able to release it? It's miserable, isn't it? But Mahaprabhu is giving openly, just taking the honey bottle, he is himself opening everything and he's telling to open our mouth and he's putting inside us. So what we have to do? Mahaprabhu says, you don't have to do anything. You have to do only one thing. What you have to do? Only one thing? Just receive it. Receive it. That you don't have to work hard, though my ear is material, Krishna's sound is spiritual, what I should do to receive that Krishna's name, I have to clean my ear or put some, you know, go to the doctor or do some tapasya in Himalayas to purify my ear so that I can hear this transcendental name. No. In the same material ear, the same material tongue, the dull thing, you don't do anything, just receive it. Just receive it. Open your mouth. Sometimes devotee says, Prabhupada, how to chant Krishna's name? You know, mind is wandering here and there. What is mind? You have a tongue, vibrate Krishna's name. And you have a ear, Krishna's name, and where the mind comes into picture. Prabhupada answered like that. So, what Mahaprabhu wants, I have given you this Krishna prem, just receive it. Open your arms and receive it. So, that's the only thing Mahaprabhu is requesting us. So what is the reception means? Reception means that keeping aside our eye, keeping aside our material endeavor, this Prabhupada talking about, you know, our endeavor, I will achieve like this. By my power I can achieve Krishna. Keep that aside. At the same time, just receive it. And while receiving, you should understand that this receiving is taking place only because of the mercy of Krishna. I am not qualified for that. It is not belong to this material world. I am able to access to that only because of this grace. And when we do that, then automatically things happens. So what happens is that we will understand that we are the people, we are the personalities, we are supposed to give pleasure to Krishna. So coming from the material background, we always want to achieve something with our endeavor and achieve something for our pleasure. That is our disease. So when you come to spiritual life also, we are in that kind of mood that I want to achieve. Either materially we understood this is useless to achieve anything, accomplish anything in this life. So spiritually let me accomplish. So I want to achieve. I want to become pure devotee. I want to chant more rounds. I want to do something heroic in spiritual life also. I want to, you know, sing nicely. I want to even preach nicely. So this kind of achievements in the spiritual life is also creeps into that. But actually speaking, what the jiva has to do is that the main understanding is that I want to give pleasure to Krishna. Rather than so much talking about I think about Krishna. Then how can I give pleasure to Krishna? That's why the great devotees like Prabhupada, when he was made a huge, you know, which is called all over the society, all over the world, he is the same personality. When you are staying as in a small hut in Mayapur, he is also the same personality, struggling hard in India without having a penny in his hand. Why? Because both time Prabhupada is in Krishna's hand and he wants to give pleasure to Krishna. So when we Sarvopadhi Vinir Bhaktam also refers to spiritual heroic activities also. That is also a upadhi. That one should, like one devotee said, that when I am chanting in the morning time, I relinquish all the upadhi, including that, you know, I am all of our upadhis. I am a brahmachari, I am authority, I am one of the authority, spiritual authorities also. So relinquish all these things. I am here to give pleasure to Krishna by chanting Krishna's name. So while giving pleasure to Krishna and removing all our other designation, other desires, then what happens? Spiritual life becomes very simple. If Krishna wants to be a hero and give pleasure to Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj is a king of the planet, and this is how Krishna wants me to give pleasure to him, I'll give pleasure like that. So Krishna wants to be a zero, that we have been sent to the forest, we don't have anything now. This is how Krishna wants to serve him, give him pleasure. In the zero also, I'll give pleasure to Krishna. So in this way, in the spiritual life also, we work hard, we endeavor, we want to do great service to Krishna. And by which we are giving pleasure to Krishna. And many times we work hard, we endeavor a lot, but we will not be able to achieve great things. But after doing that also, we don't have to become despondent or depressed or very morose that I am not achieving great things, but I am giving pleasure to Krishna. So that is a key point. So rather than worried about oneself, one's own achievement, that one should, one devotee said that, you have got three things. You have got your spiritual master, and you have got the holy name, and you have got seva. So spiritual master is your God, you have got holy name, you have got seva. So your life is finished. Your life is already perfected. You do not worry about yourself at all. Only one worry you should have. What is it? Only one worry? That what I can do for others. What I can do for others who didn't receive this mercy. So if that kind of consciousness, if we can develop, then Krishna's pleasure, Krishna's devotee's pleasure, and other conditioned souls, you know, compassion towards them and bringing them to this pleasurable life, then life will shift from this I consciousness and it will be more towards Krishna consciousness. So that is a gift we have received from our acharyas, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada has given us an opportunity, a platform by which we can be in this Krishna consciousness platform by offering pleasure to Krishna. He established these beautiful deities, temple festivals, and he established the society, produced books for distributing books to the conditioned souls, preaching. So in this way, he opened up our constitutional position of giving pleasure to Krishna in a very organized and very elaborate way. Just by presenting here, hanging around here, moment after moment, that we can ample amount of opportunities by which we can give pleasure to Krishna, and that is a goal of life, that we can do it even right now in the present situation. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you for patiently hearing. Hare Krishna.